A key indigenous ally in the Ford government's push to build a permanent road to the Ring of Fire is calling out the premier for making misleading statements to the media. Auroland First Nation issued a June 9 news release that the premier Doug Ford is putting out misleading and incorrect statements to a Toronto media outlet that it's consenting to mining activity in Ontario's far north now that the controversial pro-mining Bill 5 is now law. Ford told national media last week he wants to label the Ring of Fire mineral belt in the James Bay Lowlands as a special economic zone as soon as possible. In the release, Gagnon objects to the premier's comments that Auroland is any kind of partner in mine development. Auroland does not in any way indicate in that agreement or anything else we have published or signed consent for mining in the Ring of Fire. The Auroland Greenstone area of northwestern Ontario has been promoted by the Ford government as the gateway to the mineral-rich Ring of Fire. It's a vital logistics junction to move mined minerals, transported south by truck, from the Ring of Fire mineral belt, to a transshipment point for shipment by rail to processing plants. It's also the jumping-off point for this dual-use industry and regional access road network that would connect the remote indigenous communities of Marten Falls and Webeke to the provincial highway system for the first time. The actual construction of such a road could be many years off as environmental and technical studies continue. The province signed an agreement last January with Auroland and Chief Gagnon for road upgrades and new power lines up to those remote indigenous communities. But Gagnon contends that agreement is not an endorsement of mining activity in the far north. He said the agreement only pertains to part of the proposed Marten Falls access road that crosses into the traditional territory of Auroland. That particular stretch of proposed road between Auroland and Marten Falls is 190 kilometers. Gagnon said it supports Marten Falls' right to be connected to the Ontario highway system. Auroland has never said Marten Falls cannot build a road so that it is no longer remote. If they want to have road access to the highway system like we do, they should be able to, said Gagnon. But that has to be done right, with proper assessment and protection measures and Auroland involvement and consent. A response from the Premier's office acknowledges work remains to be done the consultation front. Our government will continue to engage with Indigenous partners, including by working throughout the summer as the next step in developing mutually beneficial nation-building projects that will bring economic opportunity and critical infrastructure to First Nations communities. These consultations will directly form the regulations and criteria to create new special economic zones and Indigenous-led economic zones. It has never been more important to work together. Zones will only be created after meaningful consultation. The Ford government's introduction of the contentious Bill 5 in mid-April and its rush through the legislature has drawn the wrath of many First Nation leaders and organizations across Ontario. Gagnon said Auroland objects to Bill 5 and is allied with other Ontario First Nations working to have it quashed. We do not stand with Ontario in support of Bill 5. We do stand in support of the other First Nations in Ontario who are opposed to Bill 5 and working to have it thrown out. Gagnon and Auroland leadership said the process to introduce Bill 5 has been disrespectful to First Nations and the legislation's contents threaten the environment, democracy and basic human rights. Gagnon added Auroland will make its determination about development activity in the Ring of Fire once a federal regional assessment, co-led by Ottawa, Auroland and other area First Nations, is finished. Auroland wants assurances in a report that people, wildlife, the climate and water will be safeguarded from mining activity. We don't yet know that. More important, Ontario does not yet know that, said Gagnon.